available.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So who might be that studio musician, longtime professional studio musician that Chris O'Brien's talking about with Gene and Chris on the Paracast? Would you identify the person?
Well, he asked me not to, but let's see. How would I do this artfully? There's a famous B-movie that features vegetables and them attacking. He was the one that did the film score for that. So there's a little clue for y'all. Anyway, he was sitting there in his studio recording, and he noticed motion out of the corner of his eye. He looked over, and a group of six or seven, if I remember, small, hooded, cloaked, trooping fairies, for lack of a better term, came through his studio door that was closed, trooped right across the studio within inches of him, and went through the wall. And before the last one went through the wall, it turned around and gave him a really dirty, nasty look. And he said the weirdest thing about it is they all looked like they were dressed in Keystone Cop hats. Now, go figure.
Yeah, I've heard of this experience, and I can't think of the musician's name, but it's ringing a bell with me. And, here again we have this trickster element to it. Well, the djinn have, if you're going to compare the djinn to other entities in terms of, like, what are the dominant characteristics that they share and are the same, the djinn have the closest connection with fairies. And this association really has been recognized for a very long time, especially in the Middle East, where most of the lore of the djinn originates. And the behavior of fairies mirrors the characteristics of the djinn and vice versa. In the Ventral djinn, strongest chapter of associations, I document it in some detail, show how the djinn and the fairies are the same. Well, let's take that out a step further. Jacques Vallée, Thomas Bullard, John Mack, talking decades ago about the similarities between ETs and fairies. This gets down to a very fundamental problem in the paranormal. People do not research cross-discipline lore and mythology. Ufologists stick to ufology, the paranormal people stick to paranormal, the cryptids people stick to cryptozoology, and there's all this data that bleeds from one area to another that takes things into a whole different arena. And I think it's so important to be aware of these things. Shadow people. When I started researching shadow people about 5 or 6 years ago, I found a big connection between the ET experiencers and the shadow people experiencers. But when I went into the UFO community to ask the researchers what they knew about shadow people, I found that either they didn't know anything or, it did show up a lot, the shadow person experience. But it wasn't important. It didn't have anything to do with abductions. And it does. It does, because many abductees are shadow people experiencers, and shadow people seem to be another form of the djinn. So there are all these cross connections going on, and we don't have enough researchers really following up on them from that big picture perspective.
And I think it's really important that we start looking at these things cross-platform, if you will, and really start taking the blinders off and, being a little bit more creative and open-minded with our thinking. I think it's really important, and you bring up a really good point there. One thing that I've noticed is we've seemed to have a lot of programs that are coming out that deal with various aspects of the paranormal, both in a reality sense and in a fictional sense. And we do have a question here from a longtime poster, Blowfish. And he says, Rosemary, what are your thoughts on the current vampire TV movies such as True Blood, Twilight, etc., and any so-called real encounters from eyewitnesses? Is there some sort of cultural connection there? Or?
Great entertainment, very little connection to what are the dominant documented real experiences. Twilight is so far out there in fantasy that it's hard to take any of those vampires seriously. They're, from my perspective, very anemic vampires compared to the entities that our ancestors were talking about. True Blood is also heavily fictionalized in terms of what real vampires are and even what shapeshifters are. And, you know, we have these vampires organized into societies and walking around in human bodies that are flesh and blood, but having all these superpowers. Well, our ancestors, when they talked about vampires, talked about something really entirely different. They talked about a horror that came out of the grave.
Nosferatu.
Like Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Which might be seen in some sort of spectral or semi-physical form, but more often than not was a presence that sexually attacked people, created poltergeist disturbances, hag attacks, drained people's energy and health, caused illness, bad luck, misfortune.
Right, and they can't enter your house unless you invite them too, supposedly, right?
Well,
so if you think someone's a vampire, don't offer them coffee. Don't have them come in your house, their listeners.
Don't let them come in your house. That's the important thing. They try to gain admission. Can I use your telephone? Don't do it.
So the film and fiction today is an entirely different vampire than the ones that our ancestors talked about. Our ancestors probably wouldn't even recognize these creations as vampires. But they fulfill a romantic fantasy for people. And I think it's a way that we also come to terms with things. The vampire is a very potent symbol of the wrong survival of death.
Well, and they're very sexual, too. There's that whole Anne Rice kind of sexuality, I think, that's been interjected into the whole vampire thing since her books, Interview with a Vampire and Lestat and all those books, which I devoured, by the way. I normally don't read that sort of thing, but she's such a good writer that I found those books very, very, very entertaining. But you do have that sort of, I think, residual effect from her books now we're seeing in some of these shows, which I avoid like the plague. I've never seen even 30 seconds of one of these shows. But they're really popular with the kids. Do you think that's healthy?
Well, probably yes and no. It's I think teenagers have their ways of coming to terms with social issues, romantic issues, self-esteem, and things like that. And the vampire is the current role model, the alienated youth, the outsider, the forbidden love, the Romeo and the Juliet. The whole ball of wax, and that seems to be the motif now that's popular in fiction for young adults. These are themes that are always popular with young adults, and the symbols just change. You know, you mentioned the sexual aspect of vampires, and actually that's one thing that a lot of people don't know, is that the real vampire that our ancestors dealt with was highly sexual, but not in any sort of romantic way. And this sort of ties into very old beliefs about the dead, that the dead are hungry for the physical pleasures that they no longer have access to because they don't have a body. And so if they manage to get back into the world of the living, what are they going to go for first? Well, first there's sex, then there's food and alcohol and tobacco and some of the other physical pleasures, but sex is number one.
But of course, vampires don't always eat other than, you know, the blood, or true blood, as it were.
Well, they do have their own blood substitute, yes, in True Blood. But the accounts from our ancestors talk about very unpleasant sex with vampires. It was more like a rape. It was very draining, not something that anybody wanted. So we've sort of gone in totally the opposite direction.
We romanticize it now, certainly in the Twilight movies. You know, the big thing is to make it with a vampire, and certainly that happens in True Blood, and it gets to be pretty wild and wacky. But I like the theme song. I like the theme song of True Blood. If nothing else. No, I like the show. It's a lot of fun. Rosemary Ellen Guiley joining us. We're talking about dreams, vampires, and a whole lot more. Also the djinn. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We're back. Rosemary Ellen Guiley answering your questions for the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com with Gene and Chris. Chris, are we out of questions? Do we have any more?
We actually do have some more questions, a couple more from Blowfish. What are your thoughts on fairies and historical folklore in Celtic mythology? This is from Blowfish. He asks, is there any sort of relation to classic novels such as The Hobbit to folklore and you know, these types of fairy myths? In other words, could there possibly be some sort of residual, I don't know, collective unconscious memory of a time when maybe we coexisted here with out in plain sight with fairies and gnomes and elves and trolls and kelpies and mermaids and, you know, all these various types of preternatural, you know, forms. What are you thinking on that? What are you thinking?
These are all possibly and probably residents of other dimensional realities that in earlier times our ancestors may have had more access to for a variety of reasons. You know, in the isolated rural life, primitiveness, so to speak, of the landscape may have facilitated our interactions with these beings. I consider them to be very real. And some of the dominant themes about fairies, especially in Celtic lore, are that they were the original inhabitants of this planet. Another parallel with the djinn. The djinn were the original inhabitants here, too. When human beings came along, they lost out. They lost out in their interactions. They got pushed further and further back, so to speak, retreating into the hills, into subterranean areas, and finally into their own interdimensional reality, the fairyland, invisible to human beings.
Magonia.
Whether or not they had superpowers to begin with or acquired them as they changed is another matter. But they, like the djinn, have the ability to be invisible and to be in our world, apparently at their choosing, and for understandable reasons, harboring a lot of ill will against human beings. Our ancestors, even a couple of centuries ago, regarded the fairies with a lot of serious respect. They were formidable beings. You didn't want to cross them. Ideally, you didn't even want to interact with them too much because they were very temperamental and unpredictable, and just as likely to do something mean to you as to be nice to you. So I consider them to be very real entities. And they're still present around us today.
Yeah, so leave out the cookies and milk. Like for Santa Claus, you're supposed to do that for the fairies too. And if they're really happy with you, they'll come and clean your house.
And like all beings, I think, you know, we tend to take a cookie-cutter approach to denizens of the paranormal realities, that all entities, you know, all demons are this way, all angels are that way, all fairies are this way. And that's not the case. They're as varied as human beings. They have different temperaments. There are fairies who are very benevolent, who have a more kindly attitude toward human beings, and who are willing to have some sort of cooperative relationship with human beings, which we see played out in intentional communities like Findhorn and Paralandra, Green Hope Farm, where people are working with these residents of the natural world, the nature spirits and the fairies, to do this experimental agriculture, flower essences, and bringing a spiritual vibration into plant life for the purpose of benefit to human beings.
I had a girlfriend back in the 90s who spent a couple of years at Findhorn, and it's amazing. I mean, she's, you know, you heard of people with a green thumb? She's got a green arm. All she has to do is look at a plant, and it grows abnormally fast, super robust. It'll push, you know, out of the pot. It's just amazing. Her house is just filled with all these wonderful plants. And she always has kind of hinted around that she felt that she really gained this ability with plants from the time she spent at Findhorn. It's interesting that you should bring that up. Well, here's another question. And I'm sure you've gotten this one quite a few times before. And you and I had a pretty strange experience last spring in the San Luis Valley. But Here's the question. Finally, this is from Blowfish again. What is the most strangest encounter while researching your material, and have you experienced anything yourself? So in other words, what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you, Ro?
Oh, wow. So many weird experiences. The shadow people form of djinn, I would say. Since I got heavily involved in shadow people research, This started around the end of 2004 for me. And now the djinn were something that crossed my radar back in the late 1980s, but I didn't get deeply involved in djinn research until about the time that I started doing the shadow people research, because I started looking at the two of them as one and the same. And these entities are unpredictable, they're formidable, they're creepy. It's taken me into some very weird landscapes where I've seen quite a number of shape-shifted entity forms and weird animals in these dark, towering figures that can materialize and dematerialize, and they communicate by intent rather than in any more overt way. And it's often hard to protect yourself against these entities. Probably the weirdest single experience I had was a djinn location that I have been investigating now for almost 3 years, and I'm bringing it to a close because the principals are moving off the scene. But on one particular night where I was there with two other investigators for an all-night investigation, we had very strange poltergeist phenomena going on. It was an old farmhouse built in 1808, and sounds upstairs, our equipment kept going off. All of our cameras would go off at the same time. I was doing EVP in one of the rooms in the farmhouse, and I had a spontaneous superficial cut on my arm that I can't explain because I was sitting in the middle of the room with nothing around me. But it was a very small superficial cut like you would get with a box cutter. There was a shadow person that appeared in the house that all of us could see, and was quite menacing and throwing off a lot of very intense negative energy. We had these little things I call the gray scurrying things. Little gray scurrying things. They look like, I would say, they look like cats with too many legs with no heads. And they run around, they like to hug the walls around the baseboards and run up and downstairs. We had those going all over the place.
It sounds busy, but this is going to make us busy, too. We're listening to Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com. the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, neighbors, if you have a comment or a question about the PowerCast, you know where to send it. News@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. We promise to read each and every message, Chris and I, and we'll try to answer most of them. And by the way, if you do want to join our team, you have a background in sales, especially online sales, and broadcast experience as a salesperson is a must, do write us. News@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. That's the vengeful Chris on the Paracast with Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien and Rosemary Ellen Guiley. You're talking about all these strange entities. Can you continue, Rosemary?
Well, it culminated, the phenomenon, it sort of came to a head, as is usually the case. You know, the energy builds up and then it just kind of, it explodes in something, and then it usually goes quiet. That's a very predictable pattern in these cases. But at any rate, the principal of the property, who was not there, who often would be in the all-night investigations with us, nobody lived in the farmhouse. It was used as sort of a management place for the farm. But at any rate, he asked me to call him by midnight to let him know that we were all right. No cell phone service in this area, so our cell phones were useless. We had one landline. Very predictably, in a Hollywood fashion, the landline goes dead. I go to call him, can't get a call out. And it wasn't like it was totally dead. I could dial the number, and then as soon as I hit about 4 digits into the number, it would just start beeping, and the call would not go through. It didn't matter what number I called. And so we couldn't get out by the landline, and we had one door in and out of this place that suddenly would not open. And if I hadn't been there myself, it's one of those hard things to believe. It seems so Hollywood. How can a door get stuck that you can't get open? But it was like this door was deadbolted all up and down the inside of it. And the two investigators I was with, who were both big guys, all three of us tugging on this door could not get it open. It would not come open. It was like, I just had the feeling of, like, you know, you're in this movie where the entity is saying, get out, and then you can't get out because the doors are locked. It was that crazy. And then suddenly, after a lot of tugging and pulling, the door just sprang open, like there was no problem at all whatsoever. I know it was not humidity because we'd been there.
Jeez, how bizarre.
Before. Many months in many environmental conditions and had never had a problem with the door even remotely sticking. And so we decided that maybe it would be a good time to call it a night. And so we packed up our equipment. This was about 1:30 in the morning at this point. And as we were going out to our vehicles to load up, you could sense and see this almost like a gamut of dark, shadowy things in the trees watching us go. It's like, you know, they'll let the door hit you on the way out. And it was creepy. It was totally creepy. This was a chicken farm. We had murdered chickens in very mysterious ways. There were mutilated cats on the property, speeding balls of light on the hill, predator-like forms that would ripple around in the air and the trees, mysterious lights in the sky, landed craft, Bigfoot, werewolf creatures, demonic cats. That was my strangest case.
Oh, my God. And where was this? Was this a Pennsylvania case? Or?
it's right on the border between Pennsylvania and West Virginia.
Oh, my. That is a hotbed of activity right down there. That would definitely be one to definitely make you sit up and take notice. So 3 years you were investigating that case. What did you ever get any real good visual evidence, any good recordings, photographs, did you do any sort of forensic testing on the dead animals? Were you able to determine sort of, you know, at least get a sense of what was behind some of the actual physical manifestations?
Yeah, a lot of frustrations, just like the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. You know, they would put up all this equipment and then never get anything, or the equipment would be messed around with or broken. We had a lot of things like that. There's one good photograph out of that case showing a very strange form in a window. The case with the mutilated chickens, that happened one night when I was there with just one other investigator. And the chickens, the farm manager said that the chickens, they were all laid out very neatly in a row. And they were not mangled like one would expect with a fox or a predator. They were behind an electrified fence. And he could not figure out what it was that had killed the chickens. Sometimes chickens will die on their own. But these chickens had been, they hadn't just dropped dead. They had been killed, but not mangled. And then they had just been laid out behind this electrified fence in a neat little row inside their pen. Well, for several weeks, predator traps were set out and poison bait as well to see if it was some marauding, fox or something like that. And nothing was ever caught. So that was, an unknown.
What is your sense? I mean, you've named off a whole litany of types of phenomena. What do you think? It's like a portal area? Do you think it's a some sort of doorway? What are your conclusions? I mean, what do you think is operative there?
My assessment is that it is in a portal area. The surrounding area has a very long history of paranormal activity, going back generations. So it's been documented in the local lore and anecdotal experience. And the dominant characteristics of the case really fit a very good Jinn profile. That is, there seemed to be a dominant entity on the property who considered it his place or its place and did not like human beings coming on the scene and creating disturbances. Now, one thing I've noticed in some of these Jinn cases is they the entity seems to get very upset when human beings start doing things to trees. Now, some of them seem to be very fond of trees or certain trees. And one of the things going on at the farm, besides the chicken farming, the farm had been dormant for a couple of decades and then got reactivated, and that's what seems to have started up all this activity. It sits on abandoned mine tunnels. That's another hallmark of intense spirit activity. But there were a lot of woods where they were doing herbicidal culling of the trees. And that seemed to get it very upset, this kind of slow murder of the trees through herbicides. Now, it did communicate. We have some communications on Frank's box kinds of devices. And we did do some seance work where a person acted as a medium to get information. And it communicated that, and this is what I have seen in other cases that seem to be Jin cases as well, that it had been here a very long time. It was far older than us and had been on this piece of property for a long time, and it considered it its property, and human beings were unwelcome. And if the human beings did not leave, he would make everybody miserable until they left.
And I'll tell you what, we're going to be very miserable if we don't break here. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and we're talking about some really odd creatures and such. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley joins us, longtime paranormal investigator, author of loads and loads and loads, did I say loads of books, with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Okay, the skeptical viewpoint would say, how do you validate this communication is actually from this alleged creature and not something they kind of made up on the spot?
That's the skeptical question that could be put to all mediumistic communication. And that's one of the things that frustrated psychical researchers. With the founding of psychical research, which evolved into parapsychology, starting from as an organized discipline in the late 1800s, where scientists attempted to prove mediumistic communications. And no really verifiable proof was ever obtained. There was always an argument that could be posed as to where the information comes from, that you're interpreting things to suit your subconscious wishes or your own prevailing theories, or even more so, the argument of super psi. And I've never really been a fan of super psi, but it's technically hard to refute. Super psi holds that information exists everywhere, and we do not know the bounds of consciousness, the unbounded consciousness. And so technically, a medium might unwittingly access any information anywhere that could be unknowingly or sort of unconsciously constructed, reconstructed in a way as to seem to come from the dead or spirits or whatever. But the information is out there, sort of like in, a big cosmic database. Well, super psi has been a big stumbling block to proving any sort of mediumistic communications because it can't be disproved. You can't prove super psi, but you can't disprove it either. And it's the same with mediumistic communications. You can't really prove them, but you can't disprove them. So you're left in this sort of uncomfortable twilight zone with piles of anecdotal evidence in support of something. And that's where a lot of the paranormal has to fall back into evidence in support of rather than scientific proof.
Well, is there a way to bridge this gap, Rosemary?
Right now, we don't seem to have it. And I can only hope that at some point there's a development in science or technology that will enable us to have that that closure between experience and science.
I'd love to get a gin and capture him and get him in a Faraday cage and quiz him, have my way with him, interview him. Man, I would love that.
Plenty of people say that they can capture Jin. Getting them to communicate is another matter. But, we're still back in this, this blurry anecdotal area as well. Now, there do seem to be patterns to the communications in these cases that I would say are Jin cases. They're not demonic. They're not other kinds of entities. They're jinn. And the entity that's causing the problem acts in pattern sorts of ways that are similar case to case, place to place. And that's one of the things that I've been documenting in the past several years, are what are these patterns of behaviors and communications. But here again, you know, you're quite right, Jean. You know, it's still a long way off from proof. But I think when we can build these patterns of behavior and characteristics, it bolsters the case for a valid experience or a valid reality. Scientists may remain unconvinced, but human beings have these experiences, and if they're not real, why are we having the experiences?
Is it a question here very much on some way to validate this? How do we validate reports of this experience?
The only way we can validate these experiences are through the eyewitnesses and the experiencers and investigators, you know, like myself. We have our own experiences in the course of investigations. But the eyewitnesses are the ones who come to us with reports of their accounts. And it's often hard to evaluate eyewitnesses in terms of their credibility. Do they have issues going on? Are they highly imaginative? Where does imagination leave off and real experience start? Or are they so blended together that it becomes difficult to separate them out?
And even to understand, and I guess, if it is a real experience, whether this is a real experience or something, they're fantasizing.
Well, sometimes it seems they are. I've had many cases where people have contacted me, and it seems to me that they're, my gut feeling is that they're projecting onto the environment. They've got other issues going on. For example, people who have domestic and family problems, if one of them has any sort of paranormal bent at all, is what I would call like a psychic lightning rod, you know, just seems to stir phenomena up. And then put some sort of intense emotional issues into that environment, things may happen that may seem to be paranormal, but really are projections from, you know, human psychokinetic energy more than anything else. And they can be interpreted in certain ways. And this happens a lot to people who get calls on demonic cases, you know, where families say they think they have a demonic spirit present, and it's likely that they don't. They've got other things that are creating disturbances. But then on the other hand, you also have negative entities who like to take advantage of those kinds of environments.
But that's the kind of thing where you might have to feel that you're going to need to perform some kind of exorcism.
Sometimes exorcisms don't really help. People seem to think that we have eminent domain, that we can make anything go away, and that's not always the case. Anyone who's ever been involved in exorcisms or looked into infestations and intense, negatively haunted places knows that sometimes you just don't get the stuff to go away. And there do seem to be entities who have what I call land rights. They are very territorial. They seem to be able to have a toehold in the physical reality and the land itself on our side of things. And they're just as determined to be here as we are. And sometimes we can dampen the energy down, but we can't make things completely go away.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to go away in a couple of minutes. Where is your research going to take you from here?
I'm continuing my jinn research and portal area research. I have a new book coming out next year on multi-dimensional portals. That's not the title of the book. The book is called The Thinning Veil, but it is about multidimensional portals, the presence of jinn, and their relationship, especially to shadow people, ETs, and paranormal activity.
Wow. You're covering all bases.
Well, you know, everything's interconnected, Gene, and I think that the jinn have not been factored in to explanations and considerations in the past. They just haven't been on our radar, and I want to see them put on the radar. I think that they are a powerful factor going on, and because they are virtually unknown to most people in the West, I think that they've been able to make incredible inroads into the psychic landscape and right under our noses, and we don't even know it.
I'll tell you what, we have to know this. Where can we find more information about it?
www.visionaryliving.com is my main website, and Jinn Universe, D-J-I-N-N Universe.com is my other website.
Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of your stuff?
Well, you can always find me here at the Paracast, forum.theparacast.com. I'm a moderator. We're redoing my website, Our Strange Planet, as we speak. And, of course, we'll be bringing that San Luis Valley camera feed to the Paracast very shortly here in the new year.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you very much for a lively show. It's a pleasure to be on with you, Gene and Chris, and I look forward to seeing you again.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.